This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, good stuff. I'm gonna bad news. This is always gonna get nice. Russian programming is Russian techno from the 70s. Before they really had technos, you know that? It is. All right, let's get back to your phone calls. Hold on, Putin, what's my order? I've seen the latest thing. I didn't hear it Sunday. I meant to hear it. That these folks online literally think that my earpiece, I'm being told what to say. Sometimes they leave mics open. I'm hearing things, but that's about it. Yeah, people are really telling me what to say. And it was really funny. Maybe I'll play it after the callers next segment. They were saying, I'm Bill Hicks. But what was funny is they were saying, what's his name? Mark Dice is Joaquin Phoenix or something like that. Putin says Russia developed meme capable of making Alex Jones the next U.S. president. And leftists are sitting that around like it's serious. I got to go to Russia, man. I got to meet my bosses sometime. And I'll even joke like that, and they'll put out stuff on YouTube going, look, he admits he's a Russian. And the left all goes, God almighty, it's incredible. And again, they just said that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted a woman, and they talked to her. She goes, I never met Kavanaugh. That never happened. But the leftist looked at her name in a yearbook from college and just said, I mean, these people are nuts. They're nuts. And so I do not blame the audience thinking that this attack on the refineries didn't happen. Okay, Saudi Arabia blew up its own refineries. And then the Yemen rebels took credit for it. Whatever. This is a nightmare. Just thank God we're energy independent now, and we're the global world oil exporter. Great job, America. Great job, Texas. Great job, you know, roughnecks. Great job. America is exceptional again. The world's biggest oil exporter. Thank God we're leading in something, huh? We're back, bitches. Ryan in Michigan, thanks for holding. You're a real trooper. Absolutely, Ryan. I'm doing good today. Yep. How is Michigan? It's good. Well, that's nice. We'll come back to Ryan, maybe. Oh, you're there. Hey, how you doing, man? Awesome. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, I just want to say, I want to get to that real topic, but I want to plug a few
other. You know, I really want to hear you, but do me a big favor. You got that phone wrapped up in a shirt or something?
No, can you hear me now?
I sure can, my friend. Hit me and hit me hard. Ah, I hear you. God, it's good. Whoa, yeah. Come on, talk to me, baby.
All right, so I want to get into Iran, but first I want
to hear you.
Fantastic.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Fantastic product.
Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. I had enlarged prostate when I was 19. I went on all the pharmaceutical drugs, gave me some really bad side effects, and I started taking your bodies a few years ago. No side effects. I mean, it totally got rid of my enlarged prostate, which is really abnormal for a young guy, but I want to thank you for that. Changed my life.
Well, I want to apologize to you, not just because you're doing a plug, but I'm going to be honest with you. I've hit the wall with all this war stuff and the pedophile stuff, and so I'm freaking out on air. It has nothing to do with the callers. I'm actually freaking out right now, okay? I just can't handle it anymore. I thought that, like, if I exposed everything, the devil worship, the pedophilia, the cancer viruses, the vaccines, the fluoride, everybody, I mean, I've got another family member with freaking breast cancer that's got to go under chemotherapy starting next week, and I am pissed, and I am sick of these globalists, and so I'm mad at myself. I'm gonna go to break. I'll come back and talk to you, Ryan. Give you the floor. But I'll tell you what it is. They're trying to push us into violence because the truth is that that's really where all this is going. I mean that's really it. Is that I always tell you what I really believe, and I'm not calling for violence, but I'm just telling you, I'm pissed at myself right now because they have trained us to put up with stuff, and all we do is bitch about it. And so I think some of the listeners out there have a good point that we should just stop talking. The problem is. road, but I guess they've taken us to that. I'm not saying do it yet, but I think that you have to be honest. You know, they're killing babies after they're born.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy. Life's on your desk.
We're taking your phone calls right now, and I'm very thankful for the callers, very thankful for the crew, very thankful for everybody. And we're going to hold the line against these leftists, but they're throwing like a goblin dying or a zombie dying their poisonous vomit. They're trying to spray vomit on us and make us be demoralized by how bad they stink in their death throes. The world's awakening, evil's on the run, and it's trying to sabotage everything and trying to incite us into violence. And I don't want to go there, but we all have to work super hard in the info war to kick their asses. Because they're assaulting children, killing babies after they're born, doing all this evil everywhere, and they've got to be stopped. We have to take our governments back. We have to indict their asses and do it legally and lawfully and not let them cause a civil war, because every document shows that's what they want. But I understand folks out there that are pissed and are angry and that are sick of it, but the Beto O'Rourke and all of them are trying to incite a war. And we do not need that. And the neocons and the globalists are behind the scenes with Iran trying to trick everybody into this. I'm telling you, it's a globalist op. Brian, start over with what you were talking about with your prostate. That's very important.
So I had a large prostate when I was very young, and it's very uncommon. Usually men in their 40s get it. And I had it when I was about 19, and I went on all the big pharma drugs, and it did help, but I had some unnecessary side effects, which I don't need to get into. But I stopped that, and I kind of just lived with it for a while, you know, for many years. And then I took care of turmeric, and, man, I'm telling you, the inflammation went away, the pain went away. I mean, I can't even explain really what else it did, but it was fantastic what it's done for me. Also, the iodine is probably the most important supplement that I take of yours in terms of metabolism. Energy and, just maintaining weight. So, yeah, I want to thank you for that as well.
Well, sir, don't thank me. I want to explain something. I got depressed, 20 years ago, really learning all this and getting deep into it. I didn't even know I was depressed because I worked 18 hours a day and did a lot of stuff and had a bunch of children and, was happy overall, but was so upset about it. I started drinking. I started eating like a pig. I went from running 6 miles, every other day and lifting weights and being in great shape, looking like Bruce Lee, to, weighing 280 pounds and being 100 pounds overweight, just because I didn't care anymore. Because when I'd get death threats or attacks, I just started not caring about myself. I wasn't scared of dying either. It was just, I just turned loose. Now I've slowly gotten back in shape, and when I religiously take the supplements, it makes my life better. So the things we sell are all missing links that we know the globalists are trying to suppress in the food chain. We even have documents. So things like iodine, the good halogen, they bomb you with the bad halogen, fluoride, and other bad halogens. Things like turmeric, incredible natural system that kills inflammation. DNA force. You can actually say what it's got in it. Makes telomeres last longer and makes nerves regrow. I mean, it's insane. PQQ, CoQ10, the type we have is the best. So absolutely, these are real things. And so people like David Hogg go, Jones claims there's poison in the water and then sells filters. He's manipulating. No, it's a straight shoot. I want to fund our information warfare, get people healthy and safe at the same time, and be able to reach others by you getting good products you need. That's how you build a civilization. But these Satanists are blind to that. They don't get building larger systems, symbiotic relationships, non-zero-sum games. They don't get God's plan of a win-win situation. They get a winner and loser situation, a conquest economy, not a renaissance economy. So that's why these supplements work so good, is they really are excellent. I mean, take Ultimate Female Force. There's $17 a product in it. Okay, Supernova Vitality is a big hit because men like it, and obviously it does things to your body, your hormones. It really works. But our audience is only 20% women. Well, they're not getting it. So I'm giving you free bottles of Supernova Vitality because I know women take it. They'll want to order more of it. But, I mean, other stuff, it's like $5 in it really works. We're putting $16, $17, $18 in these things. Nobody does that. And so that's why they work so good. No iodine out there is really atomic. That means it's rare earth crystal. You've got to get a DEA license and have it locked up in a special facility to have real iodine. You should not take any other iodine out there. None of it's real. We are the only ones that aren't lazy and went and got the real one. Yeah, the real things are, I mean, it's just insane how these people will do this stuff. So damn right. Now, you got to consult a physician. If you've not been on real iodine for years and your thyroid stuff's full of bad halogens, who knows what it'll do to you? You know, I mean, because you got to have it to live, but your body will use the bad stuff to operate. So it's a sophisticated system. But thank you for the plugs. Well, what was your point, Brian, before we go to Casey and Jim and others? And
Matt Bracken? My view on what's really happening here is that we know they're trying to kick off a ballot resolution, on behalf of the left. And what I think they're trying to do is they're trying to get our trust over there so that we, I mean, we obviously, we're armed, we're trained, we know what to do. We don't want to, but we will if we have to. I promise you that. And, they don't want troops here to protect us, right? Protect us. That's what's going on in my view.
Oh, I agree. They're trying to get the military out of the U.S. so they can kill Trump. I'm telling you, my gut level, but also my intellectual analysis is this is a real attack by Iran, but Obama and Kerry and Hillary are advising him on it to set Trump up with the new band pigs. I have no idea what Matt Bracken's view is. I respect him. He's a smart guy. We're not running a cult. Other networks and stuff get people on that agree with the boss's view, who is a puppet themselves. We're not. We are having a real debate. God bless you, Brian. I really appreciate your call. God bless you. Amazing caller. Okay, who's been holding the longest? Let's go ahead and take a call from Duncan in Idaho. Duncan, you're on the air. Welcome. What do you think's going on?
Hey, Alex, thank you. First off, I wanted to say, let's hear what Joel Skousen's counsel is on Iran and the situation there.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Let's get Joel Skousen on tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Also, I just wanted to, earlier this year, Mike Pompeo, former director of the CIA, said at the CIA we stole, we cheated, and we lied.
I saw
and,
that.
There's all other kinds of quotes. Bill
Why would he say that on stage? I think he was talking about previously saying he isn't going to do it now.
Well, I think he was just bragging, right? They know what they're doing, and they're just out in the open about it. So, but as far as your frustration in that. As far as solutions, obviously we gotta educate the world on these conspiracies, secret combination. But one thing we can do is use the Constitution. The Constitution specifically says a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, a lot of people, when you make that statement, think, oh, firearms right off the bat, and let's go to war. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the grand juries. We just need 10 million patriotic men in this country to gather around you as a medium with the battle cry, and we can start forming those grand juries and indicting these people like you want to do, like all of us want to do. So my suggestion is get Dr. Edward Viviero on, and let's figure out how to get the constitutional militia back in place so that we can organize these grand juries.
I totally agree. You know, the great part about Matt Bracken coming up, Matt likes to take calls. And so everybody holding, I don't have to cut into his time anymore. Everybody holding will get a chance to talk to Matt Bracken, who's just as good as talking to me, maybe better. He's not as quite a maniac like me. He hasn't gone completely crazy. But like Gnarls Barkley says, it's kind of good to go crazy. You got a lot of space when that happens. You know what I mean? You don't care anymore. But I do care. I care so much I don't care anymore. I am so sick of watching these evil scum, and they're worse than I ever thought, and they're more evil than I even thought, and it's all true. And instead of like going, oh, look, I'm right, everything's coming out, I am not happy.
Well, let's get the grand juries in place through the constitutional militia. And Dr. Edwin Bibieri is the expert on that.
We got to get him back on. They're all awesome. You're an awesome caller, reminding me. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I'm going to have Matt Bracken take over. I'm going to be listening very closely to what he says. And then callers, you'll want to talk to Casey and Jim and David and Doyle. I know he wants to take your calls. Matt, nod. I see your face over there on the screen. No, you want to take these calls?
Sure.
Okay.
I've got to sign into the system here.
You'll have your segment when you come up to tell us what you think, and then after that we'll go to all the callers. 877-789-2539. Dr. Matt Bracken. He's a smart cookie. He'll give you his take. I respect it. We're going to find out his angle on this. I think what we know for sure is we're not exactly sure what's happening, but you know the deep state's involved.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I guess the big thing now is talking about the drumbeat for war back in the Persian Gulf. And I wouldn't say I'm exactly a contrarian on this show. I understand everybody's deep suspicions because I have them too. You know, we live in an era of competing narratives. Truth doesn't seem to matter, especially, for example, to the left in this country. As Alex said, they'll just go back to a high school or college yearbook, find names, and then get some Democrat operative like Tom Spire, I think that's his name, to just say, people told me these stories, and that's enough for the New York Times to run a story. And it doesn't matter if the competing narratives are saying, that's all lies, that's all BS, because the New York Times is just speaking to their own bubble, you know, their own hermetically sealed audience. And as long as they can keep their group together, the truth absolutely doesn't matter. So when it comes to Iran and these oil field fires, I understand why people are going to believe all kinds of things. First of all, there's such a distrust in our own government that a lot of people are just going to say, if our government says it, it's got to be a lie. There's a quote, it's attributed to Otto von Bismarck, who was a leading German statesman, leader in the late 19th century. He said, never believe anything in politics until it is officially denied. So yeah, it goes way back, this whole idea that, you know, if my government is saying that the sky is blue, I'm probably not going to believe them. I'm going to go out and check. But in this case, you know, you can't just say, I distrust my government, right? I think that, you know, the Israelis and the Jewish bankers, they're in charge of everything. So they must be doing it. That's a very simplistic, naive view of the world. And then you have to say, all right, let's remove our own perspective. Just take our part of the equation off the board, like you're doing, like you're doing algebra. Just take our side of the equation off the board. Let's study the other side of the equation. The Iranians definitely have an end times view of the world. It doesn't matter if the majority of Iranians want to be modern and want to join, you know, the modern world, want to let their hair down, so to speak, they're not in charge. The people who are in charge can still drag people out and hang them for, you know, being homosexuals, for being drug addicts. Women that were engaged in these no hijab demonstrations a few months ago are in prison, probably getting, you know, gang raped by guards on a daily basis to humiliate them. It's part of the punishment. If they're ever released from prison, they're going to serve as object reminders. Don't go against the regime. So the same crazed end times fanatics that are in charge of Iran today, they're the same ones that have been in charge since 1979. And they're getting very old. They see the social current in their own country going against them. So if they're going to have this end times showdown, they want to have it on their watch. They're afraid that if they let this expire, if they let it run out, there's going to be some kind of detente with the future regimes that, to their way of thinking, would be a sellout of Shia Islam and their belief in how the world should be run. So they'd rather have it happen now. And I'm going back now to the tanker battles or the tanker limpet mine attacks of a couple of months ago. And this is my theory. If you have
America self-sufficient in oil, Trump could literally say, hey, the Straits of Hormuz, it's not our problem. Saudi Arabia refineries, 5% of the world's oil taken offline, doesn't concern us. You know, in fact, we've got a strategic petroleum reserve. We've got salt caves full of oil, enough for months and months with absolutely, you know, under wartime conditions. So it's not our problem. So to the extent that, Trump even gets involved in this Saudi situation, it's because he's trying to, you know, keep a global balance, keep the Chinese or the Japanese, the Koreans from freaking out, to stabilize the oil price. But Iran is thinking, we need to put so much pressure on the world that the world goes to Trump and says, you have to renegotiate. You know, these sanctions are really hurting them. They're crippling them. The tanker, blowing up a few tankers, burning a few tankers, it didn't do the job. So what this is, to my way of thinking, this is raising the ante. This is the Iranians making a calculus. Well, what did we get out of limpet mining the tankers? Not enough. And we're still in the same situation. So we have to up the ante. Now, this time, supposedly, these were done by drones. And if you look at a map of the Persian Gulf and Saudi Arabia, from Yemen, south of Saudi Arabia, from the very border, it would be 1,000 kilometers across the desert to reach these targets with drones. From the ocean side, it would be more like, you know, 100, 150 kilometers max. From Iran, a couple hundred kilometers. So you have to get into the technical analysis of what kind of drone could have accomplished this mission, and who has the capability of fabricating and deploying these types of drones. Do the Houthi militias, which are being they're in a starvation blockade right now. They can barely get enough food and ammunition to sustain their side of the civil war in Yemen. Does anybody think that they've got a drone project where they're going to build 1,000-kilometer drones that can take out oil refineries? Nobody's buying that. Would the Iranians ship drones all the way to Yemen to fly them clear across the Saudi desert to hit these refineries? Why would they do that? So with drones, the big problem is concealability. If they launched, for example, truck-borne missiles that they have tons of in Iran, if they launched them directly into Saudi to take out these refineries, then their trail, their signature would be evident. There would be a known launching point. We would be able to look on satellite, see those rockets firing up, and we'd be able to construct radar traces and other forensic traces that would back that drone strike straight to its origin in Iran. That's not going to happen either, unless the Iranians really just want to get into World War III. So how were these drones launched? What kind of drones were they? And are we going to find out what really happened? When we come back after this break, I'm going to talk a little bit about different types of drones and their capabilities, their advantages, their disadvantages, and what can really happen from drone warfare that we're starting to see. We saw it with ISIS in northern Iraq with little quad rotors dropping grenades. We're seeing it with this refinery attack. Believe me, we could see it anywhere in the world. Any refinery could be hit like this, anywhere. And we'll talk about it on the other side.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted, and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Hey, we're talking about Iran and we're talking about drone warfare. And when we're speaking about drone warfare, you have to fix in your mind that there's a spectrum that goes all the way from the Global Hawk that the Iranians shot down over the Persian Gulf. The Global Hawk is like way bigger than a Predator. It's a humongous aircraft. I think it's like comparable to a small jetliner. And it can sail off for like, you know, a day or more. All the way down to drones that mimic insects like dragonflies that can, you know, just sit in a, on a tree branch recharging and then fly around your neighborhood or around your backyard taking pictures. Everything in between is a drone. But to say this was a drone attack, nobody can really wrap their hands around this. Now, 2 years ago in Ukraine, there was a massive ordnance depot that supposedly did $1 billion worth of damage, where a small drone put a thermite grenade exactly into a really dangerous pile of high explosives. And the important thing to keep in mind about this is that when you're speaking about drones, you have to juggle all of these metrics. The payload, well, in the case of what you're seeing on the screen, you know, about a 2-kilogram thermite grenade set right on top of a stack of high explosives, you know, burning right through it, can cause a cascade effect. Obviously, that's like a home run. That's a grand slam home run times a million to leverage that kind of effect. That's up there with box cutters for jets for buildings. It's a very high leverage payoff. But to fly a little drone with a thermite grenade straight into an ordnance depot, you'd have to have somebody in the country able to drive very close in a car, you know, within a couple miles, to launch that small drone. Then at the other end, you've got things like the armed predators and raptor and reapers that can fly for, you know, 1,000 kilometers, stay up for 18 hours, or fly in one line. If you're going to weaponize something like a predator so that it wasn't just loitering on station carrying a large fuel load, instead you were going to take out a lot of the fuel, put in high explosives, and send it on a one-way trip, making kind of like a poor man's Tomahawk cruise missile. That's something that the Iranians are certainly capable of doing. I mean, they have anti-ship missiles that can go hundreds of kilometers and destroy a ship. And in the middle, though, you have drones that you could pack in the back of a pickup truck and launch from, say, you know, 50 or 100 kilometers away. This means that the launch vehicle for this attack against the Saudi oil fields, the launch platform could have been a ship in the Persian Gulf, or it could have been launched from a couple of like Land Rovers trucks out in the Saudi desert. Something that people don't really think about very much, but when you talk about, for example, Central Africa, the Sahara, places like Saudi Arabia, the open empty spaces are so vast that they're almost like an ocean in some respects. There are countries where the Americans, where we'll just set up a predator base in the middle of, you know, of nowhere, in a country like Mali or Niger, 100 miles from nowhere, C-130s roll in, set up a predator drone base, and nobody even knows we're there. You know, it gets refueled, it gets personnel changed once in a while, but it's like a ship in the ocean instead. It's a little base in the desert. So we know going back even to World War II, you can drive all over the North African desert with columns of trucks, like the SAS did and the Long Range Desert Group, American groups did it. So you could actually drive from Yemen into Saudi Arabia, get very close. Now, so it all depends on the payload and the precision. In the case of that Ukrainian ordnance depot, you have a very tiny payload on a very short-range drone. But that payload, that like two-kilo thermite grenade payload, can be put within inches, literally landed on top of something that they know will have a humongous explosion, all the way to, at the other end, something almost as big as a Predator drone, which I don't think that the Iranians are going to launch. Now, one other thing to keep in mind, when drones of any size, large to small, when they have completed an attack, there's forensic evidence there. It's not like the thing is going to just disintegrate. Even in the midst of a big fireball, you're going to have duds. You're going to have some that the engine crapped out, you know, 10 miles from the target and crash lands in the desert. When you have, it's been quoted, 10 different drones. When you have 10 drones doing an attack, you'll be lucky if 8 of them make it to the target and are burned up. You're going to find pieces of the wing, pieces of the engine, and this will probably be able to be traced back to Iran. So there's a big question for Iran:
concerning an attack like this, which is deniability. They don't want to just launch something from Iran on a ballistic trajectory, which can be traced straight back to the launch site. They want to do something like those limpet attacks that they can deny, the ship attacks, where they'll give some of these medium-range, small pickup truck-sized UAV drones that have maybe 100 kilo payload, but with GPS targeting, which is very simple, commercial off-the-shelf stuff, with GPS targeting, a 100 kilogram high explosive payload can land within, say, 10 or 20 feet of the target, which, if you're talking about an oil refinery, may certainly be enough to cause an immense fire, all the way to, a larger drone with a larger payload, but less precision, or a smaller drone with a smaller payload, potentially if it's controlled by video with an actual operator, then the drone can be set down exactly where you want it. In this case, I would guess that we're talking about intermediate-sized drones that Iran will say, we don't know what you're talking about. We didn't do that. We didn't do it. They might have been launched from anywhere in the Saudi desert, 100 miles from the targets, 200 miles from the targets. Definitely, they didn't fly 1,000 miles from northern Yemen. I think that we can rule that out. But it wouldn't be beyond the realm of possibility that these were fairly small, launched from pickup trucks right inside of Saudi Arabia. They have their own ethnic Shia minority. So these eastern oil fields, even though Saudi Arabia is majority Sunni, a lot of the workers in these eastern oil fields are Shia who are sympathetic to Iran. So it's kind of a situation that could, if you extrapolated it to America, we also have minorities that might be, hating the majorities, willing to launch drone attacks against our own refineries or other targets in a civil war type of scenario. Well, in the Iranian scenario, it wouldn't be hard for Iranian agents to deliver the kinds of, folded up with the wings all stowed and everything, stuff that can fit in the back of a pickup truck, drive it out into the desert, go ahead and launch it from, 50, 100 kilometers away. All it's going to do is zero in on the GPS coordinate close enough for government work. And that's probably what happened. And the fact that we don't have a clear forensic trace of this yet, I'm sure that we have our own FBI bomb people and EOD people over there going through this as the fires are put out, looking for the surviving elements of these drones. That's going to be key to determining if Iran is actually responsible for this. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to go straight to calls. I got some more to say about this, but on the other side of the break, we'll start taking calls. But just keep in mind, this type of a drone attack, it's not unique to the Middle East. We didn't think about 9/11 before 9/11. Well, our own refineries could be taken out this way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones, and now your host, Matt Bracken.
Okay, now, I wrote something over the weekend, just a short piece that mentions that Ukrainian thermite grenade to take out $1 billion worth of Ukrainian ordnance, and it's called The Future is Drone Warfare. That's up on American Partisan. But seriously, there's nothing unique about the Persian Gulf when it comes to drone warfare. We already saw small, mini weaponized drones in northern Iraq, where now soldiers have to worry about some little quad rotor just zooming in, you know, very quickly dodging around and planting a grenade in your lap. This is no joke. You think about any type of a social breakdown in this country, that's going to be the future of warfare. You know, your enemies might be one zip code over, and you're going to be in drone range. The kind of drones that are launched from the back of a pickup truck can be made in a garage. And unless the government is willing to take GPS down or degrade the signal, you know, to a degree that would make it unusable for attack drones, which they probably won't want to do because airplanes land and take off based on that. Ships drive through channels based on very precise GPS navigation today. But there's nothing to prevent somebody
from creating the types of drones that I think were used in Iran, these medium-sized drones. You know, a crew of a couple of men can set up the wings, get the engines running, and launch a swarm of them, you know, just from trucks sitting out in the country. Drones with a range of 50 or 100 miles, 100 kilogram payload. That's enough to put a serious hurt on a refinery or a government building or anything else. And, you know, we invest so much in our country at the high dollar, billion dollar end. You know, space, the high frontier, the satellites, the F-35 fighters, you know, half a billion or something, an airplane. So we forget that there's this whole spectrum we're going to have to defend against. We've become like, you know, medieval knights with the world's greatest high-tech armor. It's fantastic. No other knight can get an arrow through it or can find a chink in it. But a little wasp or a hornet can fly right through the visor and start stinging you in the eye. And the medieval knight has no defense against it. And that's how we have to think about the full spectrum of drones, from the tiniest little like hand-launched drones that can spot the enemy over the hill or deliver a little grenade on them, all the way up to the predators and reapers. It's a full spectrum. And you know, they're not going away. Government's not going to be able to tamp it down. People are going to create these in their own garages. And when all you need for targeting is a GPS, you know, to put it on a geographical location, or a camera to even hit an individual target, you know, like an assassination weapon. This is the future is drone warfare. So we need to put a lot of effort into thinking about this. I'm going to take a call now. Casey in Mississippi wants to talk about the Iran situation, and he's been holding for a long time. Go ahead, Casey. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you, Matt, for taking my call. I know we're short on time, so I'd like to get directly to the things that you brought up right there. I'd like to point some of the people in your vicinity to a company called Easy Aerial. When you speak about things that can happen within our country that deal with drones, there are certain organizations, certain companies that come to mind. Easy Aerial is one of them. I think this pairs.
How's that? Is that Easy or EASY?
I believe it's EASY.
Okay.
And it's Easy Aerial, and it pairs with Carbine 911. Okay, so we're looking at a influx of things that are coming into our country that it's under the premise of dealing with solar energy. So what the idea is, or what they're putting forward, is that these drones will be able to monitor the wind machines without people having to go up themselves, which is, you know, on its own a great idea. But if you look into the background of these companies, you'll see that there could potentially be a nefarious purpose. So again, Easy Aerial paired with Carbine 911. And I want to say one more thing. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to say one more thing about the fake news media. You know, quoted the fake news media. Trump did us a great service by pointing out that the media, pretty much as a whole, is quote unquote fake. But where he fell short was reinstating the Smith-Mundt Act. In order for us to be able to hear truth on the airwaves, and these people, since the Smith-Mundt Act was overturned, they are essentially allowed to propagate freely without any repercussions legally or whatever. So if he's really behind American people, if he's really 100% American first, since it was undone via executive order, it will be done and put back into place, executive order.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir?
Oh, Smith-Mundt. I see it up, yeah.
What that did was it allowed the CIA and other organizations, and I don't want to say all of the CIA, but certainly the bad factions, to propagate the populace without any legal consequence. And so if we want to see some good stuff happen in our country, we need a influx of truth. And we need these organizations. We need these mainstream media propagandists to be brought to heel. And those are my main points. I have plenty more.
Thanks, Casey. Yeah, thanks, Casey. That's a good call. I think we have time for another one. David in Ohio has been waiting also for more than an hour. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I study history, philosophy, religion, martial arts, and the situation, like you said, we don't know exactly the logistics, the tactical, how this happened. We have some ideas. I think it's a big trap to catch Trump, to get him to put troops into Iran or start a conflict. And I do want to get to the main point. Because of our banking systems the way they are, in essence, we really don't have self-rule. We're under the thumb of the international banks. And until we get a movement where, it's unconstitutional for us to have foreign banks printing our money, private banks, it's in our Constitution that only our government can do that.
Everybody should read read Griffin's The Creature from Jekyll Island about the creation of the Federal Reserve. It's one of the most important and eye-opening books anybody will ever read. Go ahead, David.
Yes. The thing I wanted to say is not only should we be pushing for a national bank in the United States with currency backed by gold, but we should be pushing for this internationally. And the reason I say this, for each country to have their own banks backed by gold, is because every time we've had a president who's tried to get away from the international banks, go back to Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, Kennedy, they all get assassinated. That's when it goes
down.
Yeah,
it's funny how that happens. And just look at how the deep state came against Trump. I mean, because he's a disruptor, not saying it's strictly about banking, but the whole banking angle, the globalism, the deep state, it's all tied together. Or look at the Brits, Boris Johnson and Brexit. They voted to get out. And even the so-called conservative MPs said, no, wait a minute. So, it is to a great extent, like a fake sham democracy we have now. I know it's a republic, but I mean, our elections have become almost a sham. And that's why I have to give kudos to Trump, because at least he is really battling against the deep state. They did everything they could to elect Hillary and take him out. And he's still standing. And now in Britain, Boris Johnson is saying he's going to go Hulk. He's going to go for a hard Brexit, come what may. But, the globalists, the bankers, the multinational corporations, they want to run the world. They don't want us national populists to have any say. They want us to be, compliant worker factory drones and just take the soma, the bread and the circuses, and just be compliant workers, watch our country flooded with third world immigration, and we'll all be leveled out at something like, Guatemala or Brazil or Argentina, and none of us will have any real control over what's going on. But let's keep our eye on Iran, and I'm looking especially for forensic evidence. I'm looking for somebody to come out with little engine parts that have serial numbers on them. The Iranians did a really good job. There won't be any. They'll be sterile, as we say. All right. Not sure when I'll see you next, but thanks for being on InfoWars, and see you next time.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.